Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Country Queens of North Carolina. It's Ms. P.
Hello, all, and it's your girl QC in the building. What's good with you guys?
What's going? How you doing, Q?
You know, it is a Thursday in the neighborhood, and we are working hard and hardly working all the time, baby.
Honey, trust me, I do understand. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our segment for today. Okay, guys, we have Miss Rakita Brown of Right Services on with us today. Woo-hoo-hoo! Lou number three. Look, I always have to shout out the Lou numbers once we have a Lou on the line with us. We have Lou number three in the building with us. How you doing, Rakita?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you all for having me.
Yes, thank you for being a part of the Country Queens for today. So for our segment, tell us a little about Right Services.
Okay, so Right Care Services, we are a privately owned mental health company that provides counseling services to children all the way up through adults who are experiencing maybe some type of life transition, depression, dealing with trauma, anxiety. So we provide counseling and substance use services to anyone who wants to just, you know, improve their life or improve their mental health.
All right. Q, you want to add anything or ask anything real quick before we move on?
No, I'm sitting over here on awesome sauce. Like, you know, like, what do I need to do?
Right.
But yes, that's with the Black community, and we definitely have a lot of Afro-Americans that we definitely interview in order to, you know, give them a shout out, give them an opportunity to have another platform to state, you know, what they do as far as the community and as far as what they're doing as far as an entity, a person, a business. So it's just awesome because you're the first that is up here on Country Queens saying, you know, that your services are all about, you know, mental health support. So it's so awesome and cool to have you to be a part of the Country Queens.
Yes, listen, mental health is so important. If your mental health is off, then, you know, your life is off. You know, if you find yourself being significantly stressed or depressed, you know, having anxiety and not being able to just, you know, learn to self-soothe and calm yourself down, you know, it can be a real problem. And so really, you know, sharing with individuals how to improve themselves mentally, emotionally, you know, just all around is important, especially right now during this time. You know, during these times, they are very uncertain. So providing those counseling services and support to individuals who need it, you know, is very beneficial.
Yes, because COVID has been, I didn't know was such an issue. I was watching the news the other day and it was just saying how people are becoming so depressed just from, well, you know, I'm gonna be honest, it was a segment about parents as well becoming so depressed that they're actually home with their kids and having to, you know, deal with them academically, see their actual struggles, even though as parents we do have like conferences and stuff like that, but to be a part of it on a day-to-day basis and seeing that. And my whole example all the time is 2 + 2 = 4. It's like, well, look now, look, it does equal 4, but no, you have to, you know, put the circles and stuff like that. And that's becoming very, very stressful for parents. So I'm just glad that, again, you provide a service that actually helps with people with coping with that.
Yes, I was actually, now that you speak about, you know, parents just kind of being home with their kids or kids being home with the virtual learning due to COVID, my office has seen an increase in, you know, calls related to children, adolescents, and teens, you know, an increase in anxiety and depression because they are doing the virtual learning from home. They're feeling very isolated. They're feeling very They're just grieving. You know, I think the whole world is just like really grieving right now with just everything going on, and, you know, not be able to have, you know, a lot of human interaction and human connection. You know, we're built to connect with people on a social level and on an emotional level. So, you know, having that taken away is very stressful, and it's very difficult to navigate. So, and the parents, yes, parents are stressed as well. You know, I'm a parent myself, and, you know, just having to, you know, still adjust to the demands of working from home and helping your child or children with completing their schoolwork, the demands of checking online assignments, communicating with teachers. It's a lot.
It's a lot daily. I have four. So it's definitely, I don't know if I'm going to need services at this point, but definitely been a challenge, because my oldest is a senior in high school, and, you know, just having the younger kids is what I'm seeing from the news and everything, just from social media period, is the younger kids and having to deal with it, like breathe it in to be like, wow, you guys are really learning so much. Even though we've learned it, it's still the aspect of the way that they're learning and the way that they're teaching it today.
Yes.
It's really, really different. And so to see the stressors out there, it's like, wow, you know, mental health, it's definitely necessary, it's needed, and from me to you, it's definitely appreciated. So thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, we do. Thank you. And I'm glad that was one of the questions that I was going to ask. Have you seen an influx? And you did answer that. So
yes, we have definitely seen an influx, and even an influx with men, you know, taking care of their mental health and calling in for services. I know a lot of times it can be kind of skewed with, you know, it's just women just kind of taking care of themselves, but men are also calling. And last year we saw a lot of couples, you know, call in to work on their marriage or relationship, because I think a lot of times with couples, you know, you're day-to-day working, you're never home together, and, you know, it's the kids there. And so what this pandemic did, it shut everybody in. It really made you have to deal with, you know, the person you're living with or the things that you're going through, because you couldn't go anywhere, you know, you couldn't travel, you couldn't, you know, go out in the evenings or whatever. And so it really caused us to, one, examine ourselves and who we are, some of our flaws, but also if you're married, it caused you to really get to know that person who you're living with, who you may not see as often throughout the day because you all are both working or, you know, traveling or whatever that situation is.
And I can attest to that, because my husband and I have both been on furlough since March of 2020. So it changes a lot. It's been good, but we've had some challenges too. So makes a difference. Let's see. I'm going to move on to my next question. What motivates you to help people, or what motivated you to get into the field that you're in?
Well, I think what motivated me to get into the field, both of my parents, like growing up as a child, you know, my parents were pastors of local churches. And so I always saw them just helping other people, whether it be doing, you know, counseling, some type of spiritual counseling with them, or just, you know, having a conversation. And I kind of gravitated to that. And I remember when I was even younger myself, now that I think about, you know, as I was a child, you know, a lot of my friends came to me for, you know, advice and, you know, problem solving. And so that's what really motivated me to enter into this career.
Well, all righty then. Look, she's been an advisor since way back when.
Right. She's been an advisor. Now that I can remember, you know, the friends that would come to me, Rakita, what do you think? Or what should I do? Or can you help me figure out this? And so they always say sometimes, you know, what you know, found yourself doing as a child, is a lot of times what you end up doing as you become an adult. And so these are the memories that I can recall of what I was doing as a child.
Yes, and I used to love to teach. So guess what? My field is about to be teaching. I want to teach the kids now.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I understand that. That's a good point. Definitely a good point. Q, do you want to add anything for Miss Rakita?
No, I'm
literally in our segment.
I'm just glad that, you know, she followed her heart and she followed her mindset and seeing where she had strong suits in, because we all don't necessarily do that. I can say that as for me, probably my career would have been nursing. I'm in the healthcare, but just to have followed your calling, your divine calling, and understanding that helping others was where, you know, you were supposed to be at. And like I said, the need is so great right now in the circumstances that we're dealing with is again so necessary that you're there. You know what I'm saying? Even though you can't cater to everyone, but we're again thankful and appreciative at the fact that you're actually, you know, being a part of the resolution, just not the solution, but the resolution as far as resolving some of these issues. And the issue with resolution means you have to continue to progress, because different things can continue to happen and adjust. So you're able with your resolution to adjust to those changes and continue to move forward. So it's definitely greatly appreciated, and hats off to you. I mean, it's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, Rakita, please let everyone know how they can reach you, because I know someone may definitely need to. So please let everyone know how you can be reached.
So if you're interested in reaching me, you can definitely call our office at 336-542-2884. And we are serving the entire state of North Carolina through telehealth services. So, you know, if you want to get into counseling, you may not be able to find a provider in your area. We are offering telehealth services across the entire state of North Carolina. Or if you want coaching services, 336-542-2884.
Social media.
So you can find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Rakita C. Wright. And I'm on Facebook, Rakita Wright LPC. And so follow me on social media. I will follow back. So I look forward to connecting to many of you.
All right. So many things on today. We definitely appreciate that. You all heard her. Follow her. She will follow you back. She will follow you back. Please call her if you need her services. Well, Q, that is our time. We do appreciate you, Rakita, for coming, hanging out with us today. You want to say anything, Q, before we get out of here? You're done? You want to say anything before we get out?
Just to get services, and thank you for being who you are.
Thank y'all for having me, ladies.
Thank you. We are the Country Queens, and we are out.